You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getaway day for us. We are on our way to New Hampshire after the show today for the eighth and final road show pregame tonight happening at the Nazwa. And the road show tomorrow morning allowed to proceed at the dive, Smalls Cove, Lake Winnipesaukee. Get there by boat or swim or jet ski or do we have... have we reached a point where people have flying watercraft yet? I know we have flying cars that are being tested. Do we have flying watercraft?
I don't think
probably
so.
Not. All right,
there was that one that was in the seaport that never really stuck around. Remember that was going to New York?
Nantucket.
Yeah. And Nantucket, yeah. Yeah, the seaplane.
What happened to
take for a while. Must not be viable financially, Curtis, or whatever, but... we cannot wait to see you. Get there early, and we're going to have a humding-danger of a Thursday, which actually feels like a Friday before the 4th, to wrap up this incredible road show season. We have leads left, but let's open up the window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis and get a forecast for the long holiday weekend.
Ooh, all right, let's start at home, Greg. 75 degrees. Cloudy skies, going to be 86 real feel approaching 90. 4th of July, perfect in Boston. 81, abundant sunshine. Beautiful 4th of July weekend. It looks like a rare weekend without rain.
How about for the fireworks this evening in the Boston Harbor? They have fireworks tonight and tomorrow.
Looking lovely tonight. Looking like about 75 degrees and good to go.
Excellent.
For the fireworks. In Providence, where you can hear us on 103.7, 72 degrees, 97% humidity, going to be 83 this afternoon. Beautiful weekend there. In Portland, Maine, our great affiliate, 75 degrees, beautiful weekend there, 76 and partly cloudy. That might be the winner for the 4th of July. And we are heading to Lake Winnipesaukee today, to the dive tomorrow, to Nassau tonight, 74 86 tomorrow, perfect. 83 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Gorgeous. 4th of July, if you're staying up there, 75 degrees and sunny.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. And by the way, earlier, I did not get a chance, but I want to thank one of the all-time great people in radio, our regional president, Mark Hammond, here at Odyssey. For his help in making sure that this road show happened without Mark, this would not have been possible. So I think he may be listening this morning, and sincere thanks to him and to everybody.
And I'm sorry, Mark, for cutting you in line at the Zac Brown Band. Sorry.
Yeah, I will never get over that. Mark's also the nicest guy.
Mocky Mock.
978 text on this 978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. I never thought of this, but it may be possible, Curtis, that the Odyssey lawyers were alerted to the fact that previously in my career, I lost, unfortunately, several flying Elvi in an unfortunate incident in Quincy at Marina Bay, and that may be why they were concerned about the dive show.
That is true.
I had forgotten that I had that on my that blemish on my record.
It wasn't your fault though.
It was the wind, but I'm still connected to the horrible incident.
Right. You should have had weatherman back then.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. I was the MC. I was announcing that the flying Elvis were jumped. What?
That
was...
occurred prior to the Tom Petty incident, right? So would that be the inception of the Greg Hill jinx?
That may have been it, actually, Shime. I never thought about that. But there I was, master of ceremonies, announcing that the flying Elvis were jumping out of the plane, and splat, one of the dudes landed right where he wasn't supposed to land. Mm. Such an unfortunate thing to be a part of.
It's the Elvis curse on you now.
Really, really an unfortunate thing. All right, anyway, we have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I can't believe that we've been on air for an hour and 10 minutes already and have not talked about this. I've been chomping at the bit. There was a massive injury yesterday in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup final between the Lynx and the Fever. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Nope. No.
Red Panda went down during halftime.
No.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Red Panda never goes down.
Never goes down. Her first NBA game was in 1993. Yeah. She never goes down.
She's a huge hit when she does halftime for the Celtics. Nobody gets up from their seats.
Mm. It's appointment TV whenever she is on a screen. She is probably one of the most talented people I've ever seen in person.
Okay.
No, easy. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Dang.
She went down hard. 7 feet or over 7 feet is the unicycle that she is on.
Yeah. The queen of hyperbole.
And I'm just praying for her. She had to be carted off in a wheelchair. So.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yes.
Like Paul Pierce. Right.
Yep.
Luckily, she didn't have no dishes in her hands.
Right.
Does she usually have dishes?
Yes, she does usually do the dish.
Thank God she wasn't executing the dish trick.
Right.
Which is a very difficult one.
That is extremely difficult.
Yeah. That is unbelievable.
So we're praying for Red Panda.
Okay. I want Jackson in the water, on the sandbar, on the unicycle, or whatever you call that thing, tomorrow morning during the road show, if the lawyers will approve that.
Can Jackson juggle? I feel like that's a talent Jackson would have.
Oh, he probably
Definitely.
Does. Yeah. But we got to have him in the scuba gear with the roving microphone tomorrow morning, so he can go boat to boat.
Right. Make sure it's waterproof for the lawyers.
Are we gonna do boat leads? We should do boat leads.
Definitely.
Boat leads with the mic. Yeah. Just pass the mic.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna be. Also, I want to thank big listener of the show, Dan Ashworth, who and Mitch can show you this if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. He has prepared at his own expense some boat openers, logoed roadshow dive boat beer and bottle openers, which will be available for you tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Courtesy. We got to run that by the lawyers, but those will be available tomorrow morning on the Ashworth boat at the dive, Lake Winnipesaukee, Smalls Cove, tomorrow morning. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank
Wiggy,
you.
Hello.
Hello, Courtney. I'm going to stick in the WNBA because, you know, we all hear about Caitlin Clark, and I'm hoping that I get to see what everybody has been talking about. I've seen her on television, but if you are a Caitlin Clark fan, they will be taking on Connecticut at the TD Garden July 15th at 8 p.m., and I'm going to try to get there and check out Caitlin Clark in person.
Okay.
And see what the hype is all about. Hopefully, she's back from her groin injury. I know she's been dealing with that, and she didn't play in the Commissioner's Cup, and she probably won't play in the All-Star game, which is, I believe, it's in Indiana as well. So hopefully she'll be back for that game.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all you Caitlin Clark fans out there, you get to see her up close and personal at the TD Garden on the 15th at 8 p.m. And who the hell knows? Maybe we can get her on air or something.
Yeah, we should try to get her on the show.
Yeah.
Curtis, I think you were weighing the possibility of doing this as a lead earlier this week, but there's some suggestion that she might start her own lead league. Is that correct?
So Christine Brennan has a book out. She was doing an interview with an ESPN affiliate in L.A., and she basically, on the heels of the ninth best player, did you see the player poll, WNBA, they said that Caitlin Clark wasn't even the top eight forward or something. Or guard. I don't know what the exact poll was. Top eight guard in the WNBA. But Christine Brennan said that absolutely – Caitlin Clark could start her own league, and it would be twice as big as the WNBA.
Huh.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
I think it would be, especially because it doesn't seem like a lot of the other very talented players love Caitlin Clark, so how is she going to get all of them?
Is that the vibe you're getting?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
That's kind of the vibe
Are you suggesting that women are perhaps being catty?
Yes, I
refuse to believe that.
And men can be catty, too.
No.
Yes, they can.
No, man, define a man who's catty that you know. Around
Kyrie
here.
Irving.
Ken.
Plenty of men are catty.
You're
but
right,
it's
you're
gonna,
right, Courtney.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard for her to get a league going.
It'll be Caitlin Clark and Sophia Cunningham.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does everybody like, no matter the sex?
Money.
Food?
Well, very interesting revealing responses from both of you. Okay. That was your character in a nutshell.
Money, right?
Yes. Money, and if... I guarantee you.
Ain't nobody paying her, Curtis. She's not going to be able to get nobody.
What do you mean?
She would, we.
You don't think Nike would back a WNBA competitive league?
Well, but if you're not getting Asia Wilson, if you're not getting Kelsey Plum, if you're not getting the big stars of the W, it's similar to
when
the-
she was injured. Games that even playing in were down 60%.
No, I agree with you. Like, she moves the needle when it comes to when she's playing. Like, even with the 3-on-3 league where they wanted her to be a part of it, I forget it was Sue Bird and somebody else who started it. It's very difficult if you don't get the superstars to play in it.
I mean, this week, I think, they just put her Jordans out.
Mm-hmm. Kobe's.
And they sold out in less than an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, which is wild.
Wild. Right.
Yeah. All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
The New York Post is reporting that the Knicks, who are searching for their next head coach, have reached out to wildly successful college women's coach Dawn Staley.
Wow.
3-time NCAA champion, 4-time coach of the year in women's college basketball. And so I wanted to know how you think players, fans, others would react to the first female head coach in the NBA.
Mm, such an interesting conversation.
This glass ceiling has yet to be broken, I believe.
And
I
don't know if it'll ever be broken. It's broken the other way with men coaching women. And Dawn Staley, she has an amazing, amazing track record as a women's coach. But I just don't know how some – I know there are some coaches in all of sports, women, in the NBA, in the NFL. I just don't know, like, some guys, if they would be able to kind of get to that point.
I think that they could.
Really?
Yeah. And if you look at the respect – and I hate to go back to it, but the respect that Caitlin Clark has from a lot of NBA players, like in – 20 years, if Caitlin Clark wanted to coach in the NBA, I think that she has a big enough name that guys would be able to take her as their head coach.
You think NBA, I mean, she has no experience coaching in the NBA.
But I'm saying...
But then again, neither did Brad Stevens.
Right.
So,
and he didn't get no respect, though.
Right.
So that's the thing. Like, and it would be much harder for a woman because... The guys, the players, they're going to be walking on extreme eggshells because it's one thing to disrespect the male head coach, right? Mm-hmm. The Brad Stevens or the Steve Kerr or whoever it is. But it's another thing to disrespect the female head coach. You have to be concerned about what type of backlash that you could get as a player. And if you're an owner, isn't that a slippery slope to go down?
Yeah, nothing to do with Latrell Sprewell on that team.
Well, Draymond Green, any player gets into an argument with the coach and it's a heated argument.
Yeah, I think Wiggy's right. I'd be all for it. Whoever's the best coach should be coaching. But I think it's, I don't know. It's just a very alpha male dominated league.
Right.
And it's nothing to say about capability or whatever. Dawn Staley knows more about basketball than I'll ever know.
Right.
I don't know if it works.
It's going to be very.
You're going to have to see it at a big college first.
There you go. Start there. If you can go coach the men's South Carolina basketball team, show that you can do it there and show that the players. You know, you can deal with some of the issues that you're going to have to deal with in the NBA. If you can show that,
Yeah.
Then maybe there's a chance, but I think guys would be nervous around a female head coach.
Also, I am being corrected, and silly me, that glass ceiling was already broken when Whoopi Goldberg was coaching in Eddie.
Yeah, that is true.
I stand corrected.
She did well with the Knicks, too.
Unfortunately, it's still there at the Javits Center. Sorry, Ken.
Well, they tried that one lady. Damn, I forget what the hell her name is. She was like a very, very good assistant coach. She was with the Spurs.
Becky Hammon?
Yes. Yeah. But she never...
She won the summer league.
Yeah.
Remember that?
But she never got the opportunity because I think it'd just be, as an owner, that could just be a road that could be slippery for you to go down.
Like the women's game and the men's game are so different. Like it would be, it would seem like it would be tough for her to adapt.
But you know
how anybody does that.
I agree, but I think that if you're the head coach, you're able to adapt pretty quickly. And so what league do you think would be the first to do it because the NHL already has a female assistant?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And coach, will the NHL be
no league?
I think that you guys are wrong in this one, and maybe that's just because I'm a female, and there's a pretty famous I don't know her name, but she is a female who is coaching a men's big volleyball team, Scheim, and she's all over the TikTok. So it's happening.
Is that college?
I wouldn't say that's really comparable.
Is it college or high school?
Well, I mean, what is men know, respecting a woman? Yes,
is it a college team or
like
a high school
team? It's like an elite team. It's not a college.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's her name? TikTok.
All right, so the Knicks have reached out to Don Staley.
Right.
About their coaching vacancy. We'll see what happens there. Don Staley also mentioned that Ime Udoka reached out, but it wasn't about a coaching opportunity. What, too soon? Is it too soon for that?
No, I don't think it's
okay. All right, let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Arielle Houlihan is her name. Shyam, look her up. I know you're in the volleyball world.
I am deep into volleyball TikTok right now, so I will definitely go check it out.
I'm sure you've seen her. The Red Sox game was suspended in the top of the fourth inning last night after an hour-long delay. Jarren Duran and Roman Anthony hit back-to-back doubles to eventually score to get the Sox a lead of 2-1 when the game was called. It will resume today at 2:30, and tonight's 7:10 game will go as scheduled. So 2:30 and 7:10 with the Reds tonight. Sean McDonough joins Brooksy on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. For both of those, Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Dan Ball at 1:30 for the MassMutual pregame show. On the first day of free agency, we talked about some of the Bruins' moves, but they also traded for one guy, Victor Arvidsson from Edmonton. The 32-year-old had to waive the no-movement clause in his contract, which runs through next season, to facilitate the deal. The Bruins will take on his full $4 million salary. I think that puts the Bruins, Scheim, at $9 million at cap space.
Well, so that put the Bruins at $8 million, and then with all their signings, I don't know the exact number at this present moment, but I can double check.
All right.
Speaking of no movement, Because of the treaty that was reached yesterday with the Odyssey attorneys, I'm not sure what bathrooms will be available when it comes to the sandbar tomorrow morning. So, ooh. Curtis, I know you're, when it comes to aqua dumps, you have a real issue with that. So yeah. We're going to have to help people find a way to get to the bathroom.
Want to normalize aqua dumps? That's not what I said.
Luckily, lake water is warm, so nobody will know the difference.
Ew. Yes.
What?
Isn't lake water generally
but
warm?
But if you're pooping, Bill, though.
No, I'm not saying, of course, for the poop. But then again, lake water is disgusting, so you might not know.
I can't. Wouldn't you do an aqua dump?
What was Courtney talking about?
I swear to God.
Why were you talking about aqua dumps? It's such a weird thing for you to bring up.
Want to normalize aqua dumps? I certainly did not bring it up, and I'm sure I was quoting somebody up. Someone else.
Maybe swimming. You might have been talking about swimming and they're in the water like Olympians.
Oh, wouldn't you do an aqua dump? It might have been the Sen. We had
a story
about
that one too.
During the Olympics.
Yes. That was a different topic entirely. I believe the aqua dumps is a different news story, but because we also have this.
Go poop in the Sen.
Wait, sorry, go ahead. I didn't know you were playing that.
Go poop in the Sen.
I think it was when famous runner Uta Poopig was thinking of trying Olympic swimming as a sport.
Yeah. I could not poop into a bag.
God.
All right. Big news in the NBA. The Bucks waived Dame Lillard and signed Miles Turner to a 4-year, $107 million deal. That is what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.